Good morning. It is May 16th, 2015. The time is 06:10 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning, having the morning coffee out here on the screened-in porch. And yes, I'm doing an audio instead of a periscope, or scope, as they would call them. But it's about scopes. The title here is Scopes Are Diamonds and Part of the Internet of Things Now. And I had something that happened last night unexpectedly when I woke up to check on a noise or something like that out in the front street there, and ended up going to the bathroom, the loo, as they call it over across the pond, and figure, since I'm up, let me check, see what's cracking on the social media there real quick, and then go back to bed. But this is about, I would say about 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish Eastern time early this morning, I guess you could say. And lo and behold, there was a concert going on, and it was on the platform Periscope. And it was someone that I truly admire as a singer. And that is the gentleman that is accompanying this audio that is on the audio art, Mr. Neil Diamond, who is doing a concert out there in San Diego. And no, that's not a fan that was doing the scope. And when I got on the scope, there was probably about 400 people. I think I got on there probably the last third, and the finale was fantastic. He put on about a 20-minute to 25-minute encore, a battery of some of his great hits. You can see it got up to about 616. No, that's his wife, and that was being broadcast on Neil Diamond's Twitter account, at Neil Diamond. So one of the things that I continue to see with this app that people are trying to shoot down, I don't know if they're trying to shoot down or what, but, you know, of course we had the naysayers about the portrait of Periscope, that we should be using Bamboozer, the journalists saying there's no journalistic value to it. I think they were saying that about Twitter when it first came out. Now it's a mainstream on all the major news networks, along with Facebook. I think more people are gravitated to Facebook, but I don't want to get on my Facebook rant. But it was a fad. There's bad people on it, which you can block, and you know, with the boobies and all that, and there may be stalking, but don't we have that on any platform? I hear more troubles with Facebook when it comes to my local community here on people having issues with the judicial system than any other platform, because it's, for the most part, where I'm at, a rural area, that's the mainstay. But the new one, the new bad guy, the new boogeyman for Periscope is they own your content and the terms and conditions. Well, I looked at the terms and conditions on this platform that was formerly known as Audioboo, and they have the same thing. They own this content. Unless I extract a copy, they can do whatever they want. And I think you find that on any other platform, be it YouTube, be it Google Plus. You know, they were saying these same things on Google Plus. And the one individual that was really stuck on the portrait, he had done two Periscopes that I thought were fantastic. They were freaking nuggets of gold. And never posted them up or archived them on YouTube or Vim. And I expressed that, but still not very positive, I guess, about Periscope. I guess it's easier to talk about the glass being half empty instead of half full. So, but my thing is that I think it's pretty cool because of being able to see Mr. Neil Diamond, which I ended up staying up watching this, and it was fantastic. It was a great concert. You're virtually there. His wife was at the light controls, and she ended up towards the end brought whatever device she was on, I think either probably an iPad or an iPhone up close to, and I was taking some screenshots on my iPad mini, which I was watching through Periscope. So I was virtually there, and it was a rocking, with the headphones on, it was a rocking concert. Like I was right there on the, in the auditorium or the stadium there where he was performing in San Diego, which would have been about 10:30 because there's a 3-hour difference. Some of the other good aspects that I've seen this past week is that I've been virtually visiting one of our fellow audio boers, where one of her family members was doing lawn bowling. And I thought that was pretty cool. And it was like I'm sitting on the bench with this individual conversing and making some comments and making, so you're virtually there. Yeah, okay. Periscope owns that and they can do what they want, but I'm still having a virtual conversation. Another big nugget, and it's an article I tweeted out a couple days ago, cool schools, virtual field trips using Periscope. There's a school, LaSalle Elementary School, room 216, is visiting a company that created Spiro, the robot. And the classroom traveled all the way to Colorado, virtually, visiting to that particular company. So I'm just looking at Periscope. It's a diamond on this thing we call the internet. And it's going to be part, no matter how bad you feel about it or, you know, good, glass half full, half empty, it's becoming a part of the Internet of Things. And the terms of condition, sort of weak when you look at it. Every platform that's out there, they have that term. So it's, I think as, again, content creators, we have our own responsibility. If we want the content, we save it. But we're also, I think everybody's aware of those terms and conditions. It's not like it's the brand new internet and we're not aware of these terms and conditions. You can read them, they're in there. They're pretty much the same from one company to the other on this thing called the internet. This platform as well, that was formerly known as Audioboo, has those same terms of agreement. So I'm just saying it's a weak argument, in my opinion, respectfully. And I'm going to continue to use Periscope because I'm having great fun with it. I don't think I had this much fun with an app. Last time was probably a few years ago when I first got on this platform, formerly known as Audioboo. But because of the person that are controlling the reins of where it's going, first they put up the, you know, they change some things and you grumble about it and all that, and they had this wall of the sign-in wall. Now it's down now, apparently, which is a good thing. I still don't agree with where they're going with their particular, but that's their business model, okay? It's their sandbox, and to say Twitter is, you know, going to scoot everybody out because they have Periscope, you know, block out Meerkat, yeah, they may, but you got to understand that it's their sandbox. So, I don't know. It's just some weak arguments, and I'm, like I said, I'm going to look at the glass half full with this diamond on this thing called the internet that is, as far as I'm concerned, part of the Internet of Things. So, that's my take on it. And I'm going to be enjoying doing the Periscopes and enjoy viewing those Periscopes like I did last night thoroughly, seeing Mr. Neil Diamond sing and perform. Probably, I tell you, if he ever comes in this area, I'm buying a ticket. So, okay, I'm going to finish my coffee here, get my day started. You all have a good one today, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.